Hi everyone, this is John Sneisen from World Alternative Media, and today we are joined again by the great Tim Pichot over in Arizona. And what's interesting today is that we actually had some big news happening yesterday with Binance, the cryptocurrency, one of the biggest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world, got hacked, and they stole around 7,000 Bitcoin. So Tim, if you could just get into the article for us and tell us what's happening here.
Yeah, so hello everybody, Tim Pichot here, and we're looking at CCN.com, not to be confused with CNN.com, fake news. But Binance hacked, Bitcoin exchange suffers $40 million security breach. The article goes on to say, we have discovered a large-scale security breach today, May 7th, that's yesterday. Hackers were able to obtain a large number of user API keys, two-factor authentication codes, and potentially other info. The hackers use a variety of techniques, including phishing, viruses, and other attacks. We are still concluding all possible methods used. There may also be additional affected accounts that have not yet been identified. And then CZ, the CEO, goes on to say, not the best of days, but we will be transparent. Thank you for your support. And, you know, for right now, you know, I actually am today wearing a Nexus Earth shirt. And the reason I'm doing that is because that is actually the only crypto that I have on Binance right now. I didn't actually go and check to see if it's still there. Hopefully it is. But, you know, at the end of the day, I've got, you know, 1,000 tokens worth 30 cents a piece. If I lost $300, I know how to make $300 again. It wouldn't be the end of the world. But there's people out there who I'm sure probably had tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions on there who right now are not feeling too great. But I guess it should feel okay because there is a pool of funds that they are going to be used to reimburse everyone that was affected. But how many more times, John, do we need to be reminded to do not leave your keys on the exchanges?
No, that's the main thing here is like who owns the keys, right? And that is a major problem. That a lot of people don't understand that you actually, if you don't hold your keys, you don't own it. It's the same as if you put your money in the bank account, it's not yours. It's the bank's and they are borrowing it from you. So it's very similar type of setting where you have your money put into this exchange, also the same as you having your money into your bank account. And a lot of people don't understand that it's so, so important to actually own your private keys. You got to keep them, you know, and have them privately owned by yourself because the exchanges, yeah, you just give that ownership over to the exchange. Meanwhile, you are having your coins there in a transitory way until you actually claim them yourself. That's when you physically own them, when you have them on your own wallet that's on your computer with your private keys on it. So it's very important to understand the difference here. And a lot of people are getting duped every time again when we see these hacks of people that had mass amounts of money there. It's not the same, of course. That's what happened here in Canada with Quadriga CX, which looks more like a scam. And the potentially the guy have, you know, done some serious things with himself where he actually might have, you know, told people the story that he died in India and nobody's seen his corpse or his body.
Well, I think it also came out that that wasn't even the guy's real name and he had been this other guy who had been this multi-convicted, I don't know, misdemeanors or felonies.
Yeah, and exactly. Yeah. And that's what, you know, came out of the United States, right? So he was an American citizen originally. And this stuff, and
not even just BS, not even just BS felonies, like the stuff they trumped up with Roger Ver, but like actual, like, hey, this guy has committed fraud on several occasions.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. And then why do you think that this is not a completely elaborate conspiracy that was put forward by, the owner of, Quadriga CX? I think that was, you know, people that had their money in there. I actually told people to put their, like, if they wanted to buy, I told people to go there and buy. I never told anybody to hold their currency there, which is a huge mistake, which I, you know, I haven't had the time to learn because I, at very early time, I held my crypto privately. So I didn't have that big risk. If I had any on the exchange or just for trading over maybe a week or so. So yeah, you expose yourself to the risk there. But then again, you know that you take it back when you're done doing whatever trade you needed to do. If you wanted to do a trade, which of course is tracked. So again, we got to watch out to ourselves there.
And speaking of trading, yeah. You are seeing hackers are already shuffling Binance's stolen Bitcoin around. So I'm on an article right now from Coindesk.com where it's showing kind of the flow of the Bitcoin, how it's moving around the system. And I think, the team over at Binance is trying to, have some sort of like blacklist on the, or go to other exchanges and say, hey, the wallets that these funds move to, try to blacklist them. So then that way the hackers at least can't make off with the stolen goods. But in terms of, having your private key, another kind of big story that's coming out today is that Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, I guess technically yesterday, was the most actively traded stock today in the over-the-counter markets. So for people that don't know, the GBTC, and again, I'm not recommending this. So as a financial advisor, I'm stuck to all these different rules in America. And one of those rules is I can't really mention different stocks, but this is a stock that's in the news. So it's sort of like a loophole. So anyways, with the GBTC, what they're doing is you're buying, it's an investment trust. So what you're doing is you're buying a trust, and that trust holds the Bitcoin. One of the major problems with that is a lot of times it trades what they call over NAV or net asset value. So let's say when Bitcoin was at 20,000, I believe it was trading at 100% premium, which meant you technically were buying Bitcoin at at 40,000 when it was trading at 20,000. Now, when the futures came on, there was a time where it basically it compressed down a lot. So sometimes it's close to even. I'm not sure if it's been at a discount, but right now, or at least yesterday, it was trading at a pretty big premium. But a lot of people, they don't have access to Bitcoin, and it is a very easy way to do it. And so this was actually this along with Bitcoin IRA. .com was the other reason that I decided to start my company, where people could hold on to their own private key, because I realized if you don't have the private key, it's not your money. And if you, have your money in GBTC, like I'm glad there is, an option, but if you're buying something at a 30, 40, 50, 100% premium, that's probably not going to last forever as the market forces bring more competition than you'd expect those spreads to compress. But anyways, another thing that is going on in the world of GBTC is that they just rolled out an ad, and I actually had not even seen the ad. I had heard about it. And so what we're going to do right now is listen to the ad, because what they're trying to do is convince people to ditch gold and to buy Bitcoin. And just so we're clear, I think John and I and Josh are on the same page that we can exist in a world where we have both gold and both Bitcoin. So inevitably, what's going to happen is if we post something about gold, everybody will comment, you guys should be talking about crypto. If we post something about crypto, people will be talking about, you guys should be talking about gold. Whereas, I think that we're in a world where we can have both. So let's both, I guess, in real time, listen to this ad together.
Are you living in the past? In a digital world, gold shouldn't weigh down your portfolio.
Are you living like Joseph Stiglitz?
Digital currencies like Bitcoin are the future. They're secure, borderless, and unlike gold, they actually have utility. Leave the pack behind. It's time to drop gold. Go digital. Go Grayscale.
Now, I think
did you invest in gold?
Sorry. Now, I think that that's sort of crazy. I mean, this is my first time. Both our first times looking at this, but gold doesn't have any utility. I mean, what are they talking about? I mean, the whole reason you're able to mine Bitcoin is that there's different computers. Those computers have gold in it. I'm talking to you over a computer. You're on your phone. Your phone has gold in it. So, to say gold has no utility is just crazy. So, when it comes to GBTC, I'm sort of indifferent on it. Like, yeah, it's good for people who want to have the easy way to get into crypto. But, sometimes the easy way and what's the best way are both not the same. And just to let you guys know, there is going to be an affiliate link at the bottom if you guys do want to buy gold at Mike Maloney's goldsilver.com. If you want to get in with have some of your retirement into crypto. Again, I'm not advocating someone puts all of it into. I'm probably like the only guy who's at least a fiduciary, meaning that I am obligated to act in your best interest to be able to do so and be able to give investment advice and not just package you together into products. What we are offering is a service, and I'm usually a little more dressed up than this, but I wanted to make the point with Nexus and also just came in from a run. But let's also check out what's going on in the Bitcoin market as well. I think right before we started, John said it like a briefly touched 6,000. It looks like now we're hovering a little bit below that. So I'm on CoinGecko right now. We're at $5,982, up 2.4% over the past 24 hours, 11.5% over the past 7 days. Coin market cap is coming in just under $6,000 at 5,996. Maybe we can refresh this and oh 6,000 bid right now, 6,000.90. So there we go. I'm a liar. Good thing that we ended up switching that over. And then I'm not sure if you guys know, but Coin360 is also a pretty cool website because it actually will show the percentage of, let's say, Bitcoin makes up versus the rest of the market. So you see where it has like Bitcoin Cash is obviously a much smaller sliver than BTC. And then Ethereum and Ripple are the major players and has the rest of the the universe out there. So if you guys haven't seen that before, it is a pretty cool website, along with CoinGecko, because a lot of people know about coinmarketcap.com. That's probably the one I use the most too. But I like CoinGecko because you can see like the 7 day percentage gains or losses, 24 hours and 1 hour. You can sort things out that way. And then I guess, probably one of the last things we wanted to mention today is, getting back to, holding your keys, getting back to things that, a lot of people knew were obvious scams would be, and we've got an article right now from Cointelegraph, fractional reserve stablecoin Tether, only 74% backed by fiat currency, say lawyers, which would actually make it probably the most capitalized bank in the world if it were an actual bank. But the
point, it's not bad. It's actually very good.
It would be, it would be like probably by far the best. But, the point is, everybody was, I'm not the only one. You guys are not the only one saying this. So it's not like I'm some crack sleuth reporter, but there's so much smoke there that, get enough smoke, there's fire. And I was doing it was about probably 2-3 months ago. I had a friend of mine who's an influencer, like in the world of like social media marketing for realtors. And so he wanted me to do a blockchain presentation to realtors. And so during the course of the conversation, he asked about, is there one that's backed by the dollar? And I mentioned that I thought one of them was a big scam and I wasn't going to mention it by name. And then I couldn't help myself. And I said, it begins with T and ends with ether. And so there we go. Just another thing where, on the record and not afraid to say it, but it's still, let's go over to CoinMarketCap right now. I'm sure it's still probably way up there. It's probably as close to like $1 billion. Let's see.
Oh yeah. It's number eight right now, 2.7 billion, 2.78 billion. So it's still a lot. And of course the way they hold it in two bank accounts. I looked into I think it was some kind of paper that was supposed to like prove that they actually had the money, and I forgot which.
Yeah, I saw that too, but I'll pull it up.
Yeah, I forgot which company it was that did that for them. But anyways, like having all that money in two bank accounts is ridiculously and stupid when it comes to understanding anything about money and economics and business safe practices. Think about if you have a bail-in of the bank that you have your money in, that money will disappear and evaporate. You could lose 10 to 50% of that because a lot of it is uninsured. And of course, I bet they must have some kind of insurance on it. But still, a lot of these insurances, like the FDIC, the CDIC, you got the FAS.
That's like me and you trying to like backstop or insure like Warren Buffett. The amount of amount of money that they have in reserves compared to the overall systemic risk out there is a complete joke.
Oh, of course it is, and this is like a lot of insurance corporations. No matter who they are, they don't have all that money. If you think that they have all the money that you have insured for, that's utterly BS. They have a fraction on that because they know that at any given time, you're not going to have a massive natural disaster that's going to wipe up all the houses of all their holders. If you're a very localized company, maybe that would be a huge risk. Maybe if you have a tornado ripping through a little village that have a smaller insurance company, that could wipe it out pretty fast. But again, it all comes down to the risks and everything. And this whole like thought of fractionalization of anything that we do today and how there's so little backing the actual mass amounts of value that we supposedly have created in the economy. It's just very scary, Tim. And just watching, the mass amounts of leverage that have been put forward as well, all the margin debt in the stock market, margin debt in the crypto markets as well.
Like BitMEX, that BitMEX was actually the highest by volume is BitMEX because people can leverage themselves 100-to-1 on there. I believe Binance might be the most heavily traded that doesn't have derivatives. I'm not 100% sure on that. You guys can hit us up in the comments to let us know about that.
Yeah, but this is the thing. It's It's all these exchanges again. You know, I'm, and this is Tim too. Both me and Tim, we're not guys that trade on a daily basis. We don't believe in that. We believe in just shifting maybe a little bit over longer periods of time, being more secure. And we're way more conservative than a lot of other people, where we want to own our assets, you know, as close to ourselves as possible, so we could hold them, we could, you know, move them around if we wanted to, instead of having the risks of being on these exchanges in the banking system with a large, substantial amount of
money. I got something that's hilarious for you. So I saw on Facebook, somebody commented, "Oh, I'm very scared about the Binance hack. I'm really thinking about moving my money now to Coinbase." I'm like, "Oh my God." I'm like, what you should do is you should just sell all of your crypto, because you obviously are not intelligent enough, have not done the research, not done the homework to even be invested into cryptocurrency at the moment. And also getting along with Tether, I forgot the other part of the story, is that I believe the story came out that they didn't have all the assets, because there was actually the New York Attorney General was accusing the company Bitfinex, which is behind Tether, that they were using some of their Tether proceeds to cover up an $850 million loss. So this is not me saying this. This is the New York Attorney General. So I have not done any due diligence on this, but it reads, "The New York Attorney General's court filings were written in bad faith," and this is Bitfinex's statement on this, "riddled with false assertions, including as to a purported $850 million loss at Crypto Capital. On the contrary, we have been informed that these crypto capital amounts are not lost, but have been in fact seized and safeguarded." Oh, that makes me feel much better. "We are and have been actively working to exercise our rights and remedies and get those funds released." So, I mean, if you want to have your money in a stable coin, I mean, I do not think Tether is the one that I would start with. I mean, I have not done tons of research on this, but it seems like there's just so much smoke there that eventually there's got to be some sort of fire.
Yeah, this is the thing, Tim, with all the stable coins that are out there, most of them are just backed by, you know, the fiat behind it. And then with the fiat, it evaporates its value, right? So it's not really that much of a stable coin when you think about it, in that sense that actually it's constantly losing its value. So it's not really that stable. And then on top of that, a lot of these stable coins, you know, they have some sketchy players. You know, we had the US dollar coin, as you were mentioning, right, Tim?
You don't trust Goldman Sachs .gov coin?
Yeah. And then you have JP Morgan coin as well, right, that are out there slushing around.
Not to be outdone by the soon forthcoming Facebook coin. That's also going to be backed by the dollar. And so, let me sign me up for a service that just kicked Alex Jones off of there for being, you know, right of Mao, which, you know, he, you know, during the Bush years, he was, you know, criticizing Bush, calling him a war criminal. And oh yeah, I forgot, you know, as we were getting ready, preparing for this, we just saw that Milo Yiannopoulos, I just saw this right before we came on. Let me pull this up right now. But Milo Yiannopoulos has been banned from Coinbase, and apparently he signed up for Coinbase on May 3rd. And within 3 minutes of him signing up, the AI already had it in there to ban his account. So within 3 minutes, they were able to do this. And this just shows, you know, the Orwellian nature of where things are going and why you want to hold on to your private keys and why you don't want to leave it at the whims of one of these companies. I mean, if you have your money on the soon to becoming Facebook coin, I mean, I don't care if you lose all your money, because that's a good lesson for you that you shouldn't be that stupid. And there's people who's out there saying, you know, the problem with these cryptocurrencies is they're not backed by the government, when it's like, you know, the whole problem. And then you've got, what is it? The homeless looking economist, Paul Krugman, who said, you know, the good thing about the dollar is that it's backed by men with guns who will come to your house and kill you if you don't pay your taxes. And that might not be an exact quote, but it's pretty damn close to what the quote was, if you guys want to pull it up or fact check that. But I do know that, you know, I got my wife cooking dinner. Your wife probably wants to get going. But I want to let you guys know that you guys can, you know, in the links below, you can check out John's book. I've got a free ebook at howitsrigged.com. Also, I made a video today kind of outlining the outlandishness of there was this whole like white power thing going on with a guy at a Cubs baseball game, which he was obviously making the kind of doing like the circle game, and now they're making a big deal out of it. So it's kind of a funny video. And then we also go into Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I thought this was fake when I first saw it, but it turns out it was on her Instagram, where it was her first time ever ever seeing, knowing what a garbage disposal was. And I'm like, yeah, it'd be a great place for, you know, your Green New Deal. But I think you guys will, I don't want to post it on this channel because it's not my channel and I don't want to get Josh in trouble. So I'm willing to get in trouble for it. So if you guys want to go check out my BitChute, I haven't put it up yet, but.
Well, you wouldn't be in trouble on BitChute anyways, Tim. There's free speech over there. I heard.
Yeah, and so with that said, I mean, I'll post lives or post links to my D Live, which I have Twitch as well, but I don't really want to promote that. It's Amazon, but D Live, and then for all the different podcasting material as well. So I'm on Podbean, iTunes, Google, Player FM, Stitcher, and then as you mentioned, BitChute, and then I'm also looking now at getting on Minds. I've had some problems with DTube with being, you know, ease of use over there. So I mean, I would love to support more stuff on DTube, but you know, if I can't figure it out and I'm having problems, then I can only imagine, you know, the everyday person that's out there. Also, we've got a lot of conferences coming up. Next month is the Red Pill Expo with G. Edward Griffin. Josh and John are going to be up there in Hartford, Connecticut. That's a month from today. We've got promo codes down there at the bottom. Same thing with Mike Maloney's Gold and Silver that we mentioned earlier. We've got the Winnipeg Crypto Conference that is our very own John Snyson's coming up in October. And then we've got Anarcho Vegas in July. All of these have promo codes, wham. And then if you guys do want to support the channel, want to be able to support Josh going to Mauritania, we have confirmed that he is safe, that he is doing okay. I believe, I'm not sure, is he making his way back to America right now or is he still over there?
Not quite yet. He's moving. I think he's on his way out of Mauritania. I just chatted with him today. So he is on his way out and he's coming back and he has some interesting things to talk about. One of the things was he said that it doesn't look anything like it does from above and things like that. So there's a lot of things.
Yeah, I wanted to piss him off and I was like, yeah. I could have got that photo like 2 miles from my house because I'm out here in the desert. But I'm sure he's got a lot more interesting stuff. He just wanted to post
a little
snippet. And we like, you know, sometimes busting his chops over there.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, he's a great guy. He's out there with Anna Pashenta as well, which is another good friend of ours, voluntarist. And
Takes a lot of balls to do that, to go out there in the unknown and, you know.
Yeah, but what's interesting, though, is that Josh is like, hey, this is actually not that bad in Mauritania. I was told it was one of the worst countries in the world. So, again, you know, what we hear in the media and the news and everything that are trying to portray as, you know, so scary and dangerous out there in the world, there's a lot of friendly people out there as well. And there's a lot more friendly people, a lot more good people out there in the world. And that's what, you know, Mauritania turned up to be actually a pretty decent country. So, again, you know, compared to what you actually hear in the news and what they try to scare you with, it's quite different. I've been in Tunisia and in the northern and southern parts, close to northern parts of the Saharan Desert as well. So I do know that the world is a little bit different than what we're getting taught. And of course, every human being on this planet is actually a pretty decent human being. So again, you know, come back, there's only, a few bad apples there. But then, of course, the government uses those bad apples to, you know, then regulate us, you know, put in mass amounts of laws and all this
to become cops. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a sad thing. But I think a final word here before we end it, Tim, is just that, make sure you protect yourself, you know, have your gold and silver is perfect wealth protection, which is, you know, off the monetary grid. You could trade it in a crisis if things really go bad, like really, really bad. And then, of course, properly decentralized cryptocurrencies that are not, you know, controlled by any entities out there that are, you know, part of the current paradigm. They are fantastic to use. And of course, Bitcoin was used back in 2013 during the separate bail-in crisis with mass capital controls. It gained mass adoption in Cyprus. So you just we have kind of seen, you know, something. People say that, you know, Bitcoin haven't seen a big financial crisis. Well, they kind of did in Cyprus, and it actually turned out to be very useful. And that was at the very, very early stage before they've, you know, created a lot of the easy to use apps and so on that has made it a lot easier to.
And the former Fed governor, vice president of the Fed, Stanley Fisher, who is an Israeli citizen. So, I mean, why do we have other citizens who of other countries running the Fed? I mean, that's just crazy in and of itself. Not the fact that he's Israeli, but the fact that he's not even American. But I'm sure trolls.
We should have nobody running the Fed, Tim. Come on.
It shouldn't even, obviously, there shouldn't
close it down.
obviously there shouldn't even be it, but you know, we should have the choice to be able to ignore it. And one thing, you know, hopefully we're not being ignored over here. So make sure you guys do, you know, like, comment. It helps with the algorithms. Make sure you hit the bell too, because a lot of people aren't getting the content that's out there, especially when, you know, when topics of crypto, other hard hitting content. And then make sure, you know, you also hit the other links we have provided as well, because, you know, there, we've seen friends of ours who have gotten shut down or shadow banned, demonetized, and we're getting, you know, demonetized and shadow banned. And there's, you know, certainly like, even like that, you know, the white power, you know, is not an okay symbol video. You know, there's nothing bad in that video, but since we live in 1984, you know, I'm not saying I'm personally scared to put it up, but I don't want to affect somebody else's livelihood, so I don't want to be a jerk and do that. So that's the only reason why I've held on to that. But we'll have that link down below. So make sure you guys hit the, you know, the like button, share, subscribe, bells, everything you need to do, because, you know, it's not enough to just subscribe. You got to hit the bell, do all the other bells and whistles, no pun intended on that. And make sure you check out all the different conferences that are coming up. There also is a link down below where for limited time only, and am giving out second opinions, 15-minute consultations for people's retirement accounts. I am expert in this area, and so you guys are getting a great value that is limited time only, where you can actually diversify your retirement accounts away from the traditional means. And if you want to say, hey, let's say, you know, have, you know, 10-20% in alternative assets like crypto and gold, maybe have the other 80% in more traditional means, I think I've got a better strategy for your traditional means as well. We saw when everything crashed through October to December that my clients, you know, even the ones who got in like right before the strategy that we're running, you know, they had very, very little volatility in their accounts. And it was actually 1 year ago today, May 8th of last year, when I had a podcast that came out called The Perfect Storm is Brewing, where I pinpointed October being the exact time frame when the actual the quantitative tightening would reach its peak. And then from there, you also had in December, the ECB was going to stop printing money as well. So they were going to stop their quantitative easing program. And I thought that there was no way you're going to have those confluence of factors coming together. And I mentioned the trade deal again. That was a year ago. That was a year ago today. And, you know, we were talking about the trade deal back then, and we're still talking about this BS trade deal. We're not going to, you know, spend any time talking on this, because we did have a video from the other day. So we put out a lot of content the past week or so when Josh was gone. So make sure to check that out. I appreciate the warm welcome I've been given from so many people over here. It's an honor to be posting with great minds like John and Josh and everyone else over here. So, you know, we'll be coming out with more content. Let us know what you guys want us to cover. But, you know, we do need your support. We do need help, because, you know, we do have day jobs as well. And so, you know, I would love to be able to do more of this type of stuff and build out a bigger infrastructure, but it does take funds. And, you know, if we had, you know, 1/1000th of what CNN had, it, you know, would absolutely dominate the world. And, but anyway, not that the goal, obviously the goal is not, you know, libertarians want to dominate the world and leave you alone. You know, we don't want to dominate anything. I just want to have the ability to be left alone. That's what I want to do. That's probably what you want. That's probably what a lot of people who are listening to us want right now. But anyways, it's time to sign off. And so I'll let John take it away from here.
Yeah, no, for sure. The last thing I want to mention is, of course, our Subscribestar that we will put out, you know, paid content on. So actually you could contribute, you could get, you know, give us a little bit of money, and we actually put out special reports and so on that channel. But yeah, I just think we can wrap it up now. We talked about, you know, the importance of, you know, keeping your assets close to you and actually having proper title on your assets and, you know, having access to them at a very easy way. That is so important in this day and age where, you know, we have so much paper and so much derivative fake contracts on everything.
Fake contracts on fake contracts.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, I just got a notification that our good friend Ernest Hancock is going live right now on Twitch and DLive, also on Fascist Book with James Corbett. So I think usually every Wednesday night he's going live with James, because James is over in Japan. And so he's pretty much the only guy that has James Corbett on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. And so always, you know, hard-hitting stuff over there with James Corbett at the Corbett Report. So highly recommend people check that out as well. I believe on DLive, it's just DLive.tv/Ernest Hancock. I'm DLive.tv/Liberty Advisor. We've got to get Josh on there as well, because you know, we don't know how much longer, you know, people are going to be able to spread truth on YouTube. It's just the, you know, the fact of the matter over here is that if you want to, you know, help shape public opinion, and it's not in the direction of you know, Joe Biden, then they're not going to want to have you on there.
No, 100%, Tim. And yeah, and that's just what we got to say. It's important to own your own assets, and it's important to actually be free to say what you want and find those platforms out there that support that. And then hopefully, you know, these monopolistic, you know, monopolies of social medias will eventually die when people see, well, they're kind of getting fed up with them anyways. This is John Sneisen and Tim Pachote signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth.
Truth.
Be the change.